Volume 34, Number 11 of the Ensign Magazine for November 2004. Copyright 2004 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. All rights reserved. Note, the November Ensign normally includes the 174th Semi-Annual General Conference. This is online at ldschurch.org. This edition of the Ensign will include the General Relief Society meeting, Home, Family, and Personal Enrichment Meetings, General Auxiliary Presidencies, They Spoke to Us Making Conference Part of Our Lives, Teachings for Our Time, Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women Resource Guides, and News of the Church. General Relief Society Meeting. Belonging is Our Sacred Birthright. Bonnie D. Parkin, Relief Society General President.
Sisters, I rejoice that we're together tonight. Thank you for your countless acts of compassion, your ever-expanding testimonies, your endless supply of casseroles. You make a difference. You are sunshine for the soul. In these perilous times, I find comfort in the promise that if we are prepared, we shall not fear. Relief Society helps us be prepared, not just temporally, but spiritually. But Relief Society cannot help us in our preparation without our participation. I worry that sometimes some of you feel that you don't fit in Relief Society, that you don't belong. Whether you feel too young or too old, too rich or too poor, too intelligent or too undereducated, none of us is too different to belong. If I could have my heart's desire, it would be that every one of you felt like you fit, that you belong to Relief Society. I testify to you that you do belong to Relief Society, the Good Shepherd's Fold for Women. I empathize with President Joseph F. Smith when he said back in 1907, "Today is too much the case that our young, vigorous, intelligent women feel that only the aged should be connected with the Relief Society." Then he declared, "This is a mistake." I recently visited Ethiopia, where I met Jennifer Smith. If ever a woman could say she didn't fit, it was Sister Smith. She said, "I was so unlike the other sisters in our branch. Language, clothing, culture, all seemed to be a gap between us. But when we spoke of the Savior, the gap narrowed. When we spoke of a loving Heavenly Father, there was no gap." She continued, "We cannot change nor take away the burdens of others, but we can include and belong to each other in love." These sisters found a piece of Zion by becoming of one heart and one mind. "For if ye are not one, says the Lord, ye are not mine." President Hinckley has said that if we will be united and speak with one voice, our strength will be incalculable. As sisters in Zion, how do we become one? The same way we belong to a spouse or to a family. We share who we are, our feelings, our thoughts, our hearts. In one ward, mothers introduce their daughters to Relief Society when they turn 18 in a Sunday meeting. One mother tenderly expressed how her Relief Society sisters had nurtured her from her early marriage. They had brought meals and hugs in time of sorrow, laughter and support for celebration. "They have taught me the gospel by visiting me and letting me visit them. They have allowed me to make mistakes on their time." This mother then explained to the daughter how the daisies in the garden came from Carolyn, the lilies from Venice, the buttercups from Pauline. The daughter was amazed. Her mother replied, "These women are my sisters in every way, and I am grateful to bring you into their care." It's the variety in the garden that contributes to the beauty. We need daisies and lilies and buttercups. We need gardeners who water, nurture, and care. Unfortunately, Satan knows that sharing unites our sisterhood through the everyday and through the eternities. He knows that selfishness will begin to destroy sharing, which destroys unity, which destroys Zion. Sisters, we cannot let the adversary divide us. You see, a perfect oneness, said Brigham Young, will save a people. And I would add that a perfect oneness will save our society. We are reminded by President Boyd K. Packer that too many sisters think that Relief Society is merely a class to attend. Sisters, he counseled, you must graduate from thinking that you only attend Relief Society to feeling that you belong to it. Our sense of belonging begins on Sunday as we hear each other's voices. No teacher should give her lesson to a group of silent sisters because the lesson is our lesson. Belonging is being needed, loved, and missed when you're away. Belonging is needing, loving, and missing those who are away. What is the difference between attending and belonging? Relief Society is not just a Sunday class. It is a divine gift to us as women. Here are just two reasons why I feel I belong to Relief Society, and it's not just because of my current calling. I was feeling down last month when my visiting teachers came. Sue is divorced, and Kate is one of my former laurels. They brought the message and a prayer, but they also brought real concern. I felt lifted and loved. One of my sisters in Relief Society offered a prayer not long ago and asked Heavenly Father to bless me by name in my responsibilities. She didn't know my specific needs, but she knew my heart. Now, maybe your visiting teachers haven't come recently, or maybe you haven't been prayed for by name. I'm sorry if that's been so. But you don't have to be visit taught to be a good visiting teacher, and you don't have to be prayed for to pray. In spite of our differences, if we will share generously and honestly, our sisters also will share. Sharing will help us know one another's heart, and belonging will flower like a garden. Sister Smith and our Ethiopian sisters learned that differences don't matter, for belonging is charity, the pure love of Christ in action, and charity never faileth. Whether we serve in primary or young women, whether we're active or less so, whether we're married or single, whether we're spring chickens or fall hens, we all belong to Relief Society. I'm a fall hen, but I feel like a spring chicken. We need your voices, your feelings, your hearts. Relief Society needs you. And do you know what? You need Relief Society. When you don't participate, you're depriving yourself and you're depriving Relief Society. Sisters, we can have no division in Relief Society. All members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. For the body hath need of every member, that all may be edified together, that the system may be kept perfect. Yes, Relief Society can be more fun, more joyful, more unifying. Our burdens can be lightened, our loads lessened. Relief Society is not perfect because not one of us is, but we can work on it. We can perfect it together as we take our own steps forward. How? By just changing our attitudes. How we talk about Relief Society affects how others feel about Relief Society, especially young women. Be supportive of Relief Society presidencies and teachers. Let them learn on our time, just as we will learn on theirs. Forgive more and judge less. Be a caring, consistent visiting teacher. Attend home, family, and personal enrichment meeting with enthusiasm. Look for what's good about Relief Society and build on it. President Joseph F. Smith issued a charge that we take hold of the work of Relief Society with vigor, with intelligence, and unitedly for the building up of Zion. If we believe that the Lord's church has been restored, and we do, then we must believe that Relief Society is an essential part of his organizational fold. We need to stop asking whether we fit, because we do. our differences are not so great that we cannot build Zion together. Nearly a year ago in Pasadena, California, Sister Janice Burgoyne was dying of cancer. She had shared generously of herself and was dearly loved. Her Relief Society sisters were bringing her meals, cleaning her house, caring for her two young sons, and helping her husband plan a funeral. It was hard for Janice to receive so much help, knowing that her sisters would find that piece of old toast behind the couch. She worried her sisters would know more than her heart. But because her sisters knew her heart, it didn't matter. They provided carpools, tutored homework, played piano, changed bedding. They did it day after day after day, without complaint, with boundless charity. Such sharing forever changed those sisters. Before she died, Janice turned to a Relief Society sister and asked with gratitude and awe, "How does anyone die without Relief Society?" To you, my sisters, and you are my sisters, I ask, how does anyone live without Relief Society? Belonging is our sacred birthright. How I would like to bundle you in my arms and go to Relief Society with you. How I would like to know your hearts and have you know mine. Bring your hearts, your charitable hearts, to Relief Society. Bring your talents, your gifts, your individuality, so that we can be one. I testify that the Good Shepherd doth call after us to bring us unto his fold, that we may not have all the answers, but we must trust that Relief Society is an essential part of his work. For though our path may wind across the mountains, he knows the paths, he knows the meadows where we feed. He clothes the lilies of the field. He feeds the lambs of his fold. He heals those who trust him and makes our hearts as gold. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.